Zot the Gemara Vaitam Mem Gimel Amr Aleph on the bottom. It says in the Mishnah that Adam has more Mumin than Behemoth. Now, what's the reason for that? Gemara's going to explain. We said it before in the Akdama. We're going to see the Gemara now clearly more here. Menani Mili, Amr Aleph Amakra. There's a new psul by Kayim. Besides for the psul of regular Mumin, there's a new psul, and it's called Shava Bazar Shal Aaron. The Amakra Pasuk says, Kol Ish Asher Bay Mum Mizara Aaron. Any ish that has a mum is possible. It's mashma, the only one that has to come onto a mum is an ish. But if you're not an ish even, then you don't, you're possible anyway. Ish shava bizarre shal aroin, that type of person needs a mum. And so my ike be muma l'she'ena shava bizarre shal aroin. What's the difference between a psulim? What's the difference between a psulim mum to the psul of ena shava bizarre shal aroin? Zok to Gemara, ike benai, what the difference is, mishum achuli avoida. Muma, if someone has a real mum, like the mum that has by behema, that type of mum, Meichel Avoida. His Avoida is disqualified. The Chsiv Mum Boi V'Leichal. But She'ena Shav V'Zar Shal Aaron, a Mum that's Ena Shav V'Zar Shal Aaron, we'll see examples of that. For example, a Baldi is someone with Ena Shav V'Zar Shal Aaron, something like that. Then Loi Meichel Avoida. He's not allowed to do it, but there's no Schal Avoida. Now there's a third psul called Maris Ayin. Someone loses his teeth or loses his eyelashes. That's called Maris Ayin. My ikabein shen shav v'zar shal aron v'shumar asayin. Ikabein, what I say that by ain shav v'zar shal aron is issa hasay to do avoda. Mar asayin is pasha to issa the rabbanon. So we have three levels of psulim by kohen: a mum, which is like have a behem also. Then you have the next levels ain shav v'zar shal aron, and then you have mar asayin. As we learn through the sugyas, we have to point out what type of mum each one is, and we will point out Master Shem. Now the Mishnah added on five different deformities that are ain shav v'zar shal aron. Said Kilyon, Lifta, Mekaben, Shereizer, Shok of Skifas. Unfortunately, there's no Sefer Kol Sichas Bechiris on for pictures. You have to imagine yourself what this Karam look like. Dr. Gemara, Kilyon. What does Kilyon mean? The Dombi Reisha La'achla. His head is like a cone shape. It goes up to a point. That's how he looks. So he looks a little different. So he looks a little different. This kind. Lifta. What does it mean? The Dombi Reisha Ligad Lida the Lifta. He looks like a top of a turnip. And Tana, how does that look? It's a very unbeemptive ratio. It looks like his neck is in the middle, and his head goes both way, all out from the back, out from the front. So it looks like a little like a mushroom type idea. That's what it looks like. If his head looks like that, then he's in the Shavazar Shal Aaron. Mekabing, what does that mean? A dummy ratio of Mekabah. His head looks like an X. It means it gets sharp in the front, and the back it's rounded. It gets sharp in the front. That means his head slanty. It's like slanty. The front's like slanty, like on a slant. Vesakifas ma'achayrav means he's missing something from the back of his head. Like a piece is missing from his head. So that's all the psulim in our Mishnah now. And Tana, I have a few more examples of Ein Shav V'Zar Shal Aaron. One is v'tzavaroi shakut v'shamut. What does that mean? Shokut means the chavi michver. He doesn't have any neck. It's like his head's buried in his shoulders, like a mafia guy. Shokut the chavi machver. Shomut, the aruch v'shomut. It's very long neck. He has a very long neck. Some guys have a short neck, a long neck. Also, he's very different, and it's a psul mum. It's not the regular mum. It's the mum. Ein shavei bizarre shel aron. Now the Mishnah brought down the bali chatoitres, a hunchback, the holy hunchback. So it's machlokes Rabbi Huda and Racha Chamam is possible or not.
The ones we just listed are all Zara Aaron?
Zara Aaron, yes.
Kiloin?
Yeah, Kiloin. All those are deformities of Zara Aaron, yeah. So obviously those won't be by Behema. And those Balchat Chaytra is also a type of deformity. Also, and Balchat Chaytra, if that's a deformity. So tomorrow, the Ispe at if he has a bone protruding in the middle of his back, Kulam Le Pligi the Pasla. Everyone agrees that's Pasla. That's the deformity that's possible. Keep pligi the less ba etzem. It's no etzem, it's just a little skin, makes it look like a hunchback. Mar Savar Ha'ina Shavaz Azar, and he's not Shavaz Azar, he might say it's possible. Mar Savar Kakur the Risba Amu. It's just a piece of basa, it's not enough to make him in a Shavaz Azar. It's a little hard to understand this Gemara because, like, if it's, he looks different, I don't care what it is, a bone or a basa, but obviously, I guess you're saying that it has to be something that's like a stationary, a kavua, digger thing.
Looks fat.
Right. Yeah, we'll see about Pat Valley soon. That's a different Gemara. That's tomorrow. You know, Kreisa Tzava. It's a big, you know, yeah. There's another reason to go on a diet. So tomorrow, right? Hakareach Pasal. It says in the Mishnah that a baldy is possible. Now, a baldy is also as in a Shabbos Ashari. Now, it doesn't mean a pashta baldy. Let's see the Gemara what it means. The hopeful is he has no hair whatsoever. He has a little hair in the front. That already looks very funny. If he has in the back, it's kosher. If he has the front and the back, it's kosher. And if kosher have only the back looks more normal than having a bald spot in the middle. So having only the back is more normal. Only the back is more normal. Yeah. So that's the first version of Rava. Im yesh lo yareh kasha. Mishnah says the end. If he has some kind of hair, it's kasha. Am Rav lishon shesh lo achara. If he has in the back, in the front, not in the front. Av yesh lo bin lachara bin lafano, it's possible. For this version, if you have in the back and the front, that's possible. V'choshke is yesh lo lafano. If he only has the front, bin lachara is in the back. With the in leklal, it's possible. If he doesn't have anything, it's possible. So bottom line is kireach. If he has in the back only, l'kuyam, it's kasha. If he has only in the front, l'kuyam, it's possible. He has the front and the back. It's like it's two girsis in the Gemara. The ikadamasti areisha mekaza seifa. What? Oh, you can take it off. Rabbi Yashu says you shave it off. Yes, Rabbi Yashu says mechavent Rabbi Yashu in the seifa aris. Then he says you can shave off the front. If you have in the front, the back for the second lashon, he says it's possible. So the eight says just shave off the front, and then you're good. And you're good to go.
Why
the
eyebrows,
what? The long eyebrows? Yeah, maybe you could. Maybe you could. Yeah. You could trim. Yeah, generally. Once you say that, I just want to speak out that you're not allowed to trim your eyebrows like a lady. It's a like silbash. All the players can speak this out. So if someone has like in between the thing and start using a laser or wax, it's a problem with a silbash. I know people don't notice. That's why I want to speak it out. But
why is it worse?
I went to ask Stoyan Miller. He said you could do it maybe with a shaver or a tweezer or something. It doesn't do it like nashim. You don't do it as good as you do with ladies. Then you could do it. If it bars you a lot. He said if it bars you a lot, then he's mounted like that. But it's time to do it. It's also to do also so much. What's your question, man?
Why is it worse? If it's the whole way around. Why would it be worse?
When it's all the way around, because that looks funny. That's what Mark said. It looks funny.
Nothing but a whole head of hair.
No. He only has here in the front and the back. In the middle, he has a huge bald spot. Yeah. Yeah. So Baruch Hashem, Yidin, we yarmulkes. Because you never have how special they are. I'm saying, imagine having yarmulkes. I'm saying, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. What? I don't know. No, probably not. But I'm Rabbi Yechanan. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Look to my Rabbi Yechanan. Is he going to be able to get a Gary yarmulke? I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Hakachonim vananosim. Someone was bald, but Anasim was short, but Zavagonim, his eyes drip, are psulim, fisha ina shavaz arsharan. All these things are ina shavaz arsharan. So Mara asked, like, Shkayach, Rabbi Yechanan, you teaching me something? Kachonim tana, we just learned the Mishnah Kachonim. Now Anasim tana is a Mishnah later on. Zavagonim, Mara said, I'm going to tell you about eyes dripping. So Mara asks, we're missing the Bahad of the Gemara. Mara is asking, so just say Zavagonim, what are you talking about Kachonim and Anasim? I'm saying, that's a Mishnah. So tomorrow, no, that's also a chiddush. Omar the time the psul of bold and short is shemar sayin. So Zohar Yechon, no, it's in a shavu zara sharan. Frank tomorrow, no, but kahich dikem shemar sayin is the tani. It says it. For example, it says in the Mishnah, shenoshru rise ein of his eyelashes fall out, possibly shemar sayin. So it says it. And here, by kacharim, doesn't say shemar sayin. So tomorrow, Omar the time a tani chad wouldn't kulo. Maybe it says there and says that's and everywhere else also shemar sayin. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan has to tell you it's in a shavu zara sharan. Frank the Gemara, no, but kalich dikem mehetar mishnah. Every time it says it, marasayin says it again. Kahad v'tani, if shnitul shinov, his teeth fall out, pasum shem marasayin. So the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yechanan is coming to us afuki matanya. He's coming to afuki this brayser. The brayser says the tanya karchonin v'hananosin v'azavagonim ksheirim. They're kosher. Le'omer pasum shem marasayin. The whole psul is marasayin. And we're coming to Lafuke there. Manai Tana, who the Tana holds only Marasayin, Rabbi Yehudi. Tana Rabbi Yehudi, Hakahanim, the Pasuk says, Va'orchu b'nei Aharon Hakahanim, L'rabbis Takachonim, it's Marabit Takachonim, Viva Yechon had to come to Lafuke there. So, like upon him, we just got through the first Mishnah, beautiful, different Psulim of the Kai. New Mishnah. Ein Loi Gavinim, he doesn't have eyebrows at all. Oi Ein Leila Givanach, he only has one eyebrow. So that's called Ein Ashav Vizara Sha'aron. No, my mistake. Zeo Gibin Om Vatira. That's Mamish, the Pasuk, and the Torah is a real mum called a Gibin. Rav Doise Emer, Shigivinim Shaychim. He has different types in Gibin. It means that his eyebrows are very, very big. It has nothing to do with eyebrows. Gibeh means that he has two backs. He's a real festa hunchback. He looks like a camel. He has two backs, and that's what a gibeh means. And these psulim in the Torah. Zok Gemara, gibeh means the ain't like mashma. The Mishnah says ain't like gibeh, only has one, is a psul gibeh. Gibeh means he doesn't have. V'raminu, gibeh is just like gibeh harbe. Gibeh means he has a lot of eyebrows. Ain't like gibeh, ilan govan echad menai, hey no, tamlo oi gibeh. Pasuk is oi gibeh. Our Mishnah's mashma, the pasuk gibeh itself, teaches us the din of only if he doesn't have gibeh. Amarava, zeu medrash oi gibeh. Mishnah says Zehu Gibeh means Zehu Oy Gibeh. But what comes out is that Rav Daisa Taka argues, Rav Daisa doesn't hold Oy Gibeh, and therefore Rav Daisa holds the only psul is Gibeh, which is big eyebrows, very big eyebrows. He doesn't, but for him, if it's missing, it's not a psul Gibeh. It's not a psul Gibeh. I'm saying, just to speak out, what does big eyebrows mean? Big eyebrows mean that's covering your eyes. Rashi's lashon is covering your face. But the speaker doesn't mean covering your face. It means it's such big eyebrows that's covering his eyes. That's what I mean. So Moshe spoke out. They could cut it. L'chari is right. You cut it, and then it won't be a mum, 100%. L'chari is right. Yeah. If someone sees something on it, please, you know, let me know. Rav Daisa says that it's really going to end the Mishnah. Rav Daisa says, let's see more about it. The Lamemra, it's really going to end the Mishnah. Rav Chanina Tigna says that he has two backs, looks like a camel, then it's only a psul mum. Frank the Gemara, he's not a psul mum, the guy's dying. Remember the Chaya, he's going to live, Itmar. We learned, Tamar Pelas Beri Shal Shnei Gav, Mishnei Shal Dois. If someone gives birth to a Beria that has two backs, the loch is, you're not even psul Leida, because he's not going to live. Amar Rav, Isha Ein Evlad, because he's not going to live. And Behema Asav Achila, it's like an Avela. He says, not going to live. So how can you say it's only a psul mum? So the Gemara, Kvar Roman Ele Rav Shimi Bar Achila Rav, Rav Shimi Achila Rav asks his cow, Shavam Ele, he told him, Shimi, that's you, Shimi, asking such questions. Elik Shavar Shavar Akuma, I'm not talking about, he mamish has two backs. It means his shedra is crooked, it looks like he has two backs. And of course, that's not a trefa. Okay, Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah talking about more psulim of the Adam. Hacharum is possible. Someone who has a nose that's pressed in, it's possible. What's a charam? Is a charam? Hakoichol shtei einav ka'acha. Someone who could do eyeliner on both eyes together, doing makeup on his eyes, doing them both at one time, without a half second, boom, boom. What?
You see me a man a lot of makeup?
No. Kochel gra is not with makeup. I'm making a mistake. Kochel is makeup or medicine. Kamavu in the Gemara and Beya. As Ami, daf chavez. Gemara and Beya. In Beya, daf chavez talks about the lad kochel on yontif, or ameimar. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Nissen remembers the Shugamara. So big shah koichel is fixing your eyes. Oh. So that's more vaita. That's a psul kulcharam. What happens? Stay in of the maila, his two eyes above, stay in the mata, two eyes at the bottom. We might explain what that means. Or in achas the maila, in achas the mata. Or one eye upper, one eye down. Rayas chedav is aliyah. He has cross eye, he sees one eye, he sees the room, the other eye sees the upstairs. Kechad, shachi shemesh, a guy can't walk out of the sun in his sunglasses. All these are different psulim. Vahazagdon also the Mars explained, Vatsaira the Mars explained. Shinosh Risa ain't up in Pasmarazayan. All those until now are in a Shav. Charam is Psul in the Torah. The Inachas, the Mailachas, the Mata, those are in a Shav is Arshalaran. The last thing in the Mishnah, if his eyelashes fall out, it's Pasul Primaris Ayan. Zokta Gemara, Taraban Charam, Shechot Veshakua. Charam means that his nose is pressed in. Chaitmoi. Soiled, chait my boilum, chait my night of nayin. How do you know if his nose is soiled, which means it's very, very short? Or boilum, it's closed up. He has like no holes in his nose. Or night if it's very, very long. And they explain it means it goes below his lips. So it's very long. Oh, hey, that's a psal. Tamalim, oi charum. Rav Yaisi Eimer, ein charum al koichos teyan of ka'achas. Rav Yaisi says, like our Mishnah says, charum being someone could do eye medicine from one eye to another eye. Amaloi, so Rabban says to him, Aflakta, you're making a little exaggeration. Obviously, any kind of kavachas. Even if you're not kavachas to arm kavachas, that's called charam. If his nose is pushed in enough, that looks funny, that's called a charam already. Very good.